Did I scare you?
Hello! You are listening to the podcast that answers the only question that matters in horror film, did I scare you? I am your host, Jake Albrecht.
I am his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
How you doing today, Vin?
I'm super swell there, BB.
Man, why? What's swollen on you?
I'm swole as fuck.
You're definitely not that. So...
No, I'm swole in my belly, that's for sure, from all the eating.
I assumed you meant some type of inflammation.
I don't want to bring up medical things on this podcast. That seems like way too personal.
For those of you who haven't listened before, this is not the podcast where we discuss my brother's undiagnosed boils. This is the podcast where we two brothers switch off picking horror movies in an attempt to scare the other one. Vinny, you selected the movie this week. What is the name of the movie you selected?
I have selected for all of us a recent movie that came out in 2022 that came out, earlier this year? What do you think, Jake? September? Was this a summer-like movie?
I believe it was April.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. This did come out, like, really at the smack dab at the start of this year. I picked for us Ty West's X.
Yep, written and directed by Ty West, who we have covered here on the podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
In House of the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made reference to the fact that he made another movie in our hometown, The Innkeepers. Vinny, would you call yourself a fan of Ty West?
Yeah, I think so. I think I would. I enjoyed.
You weren't crazy about House of the Devil, as I recall. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's when we first started this podcast. What was that, like one of the first 10 episodes?
It was the third episode.
It was, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think more or less, like, the way that he does movies, you got to kind of be a little bit more patient and wait for the sell. And he's pretty good. And you know what? It's funny. His movies are not that long, and yet they feel like they kind of go on for a bit. It's funny how he does that.
Confessions of a sufferer from ADHD.
It's not like it's terrible. It's just I realized I was just like, huh. I was like, this movie feels like it's longer than an hour and 47 minutes. That's for sure.
I guess we'll wait to the end to find out if that means you didn't like it. But okay, it doesn't seem great to say like this feels longer than it should. You know what that reminds me of is once our father came to a Little League game of mine, and I made a couple of defensive plays, and after the game, he was like, those are really hard plays. You did a great job converting them. And I said, they weren't that hard. And he said, well, you made them look hard. And I was like, that is the opposite of what you want to hear. Like, well... You made that easy thing look difficult out there.
I think it's your fault for, you know, explaining it. Be like, it wasn't supposed to be hard. It's like, well, maybe if you did suck so much. It's like, whose fault is that, really? Like, he was just being nice. Take the compliment next time.
Was he, though? Anyways, he said it's Ty West. Wow, you really made that feel long.
I think it's more or less, there's a lot of moments in these movies that he lets kind of breathe and let feel more or less atmospheric. And yeah, like I'm not super into that in some facets, but again, I'm going to just say right out the gate, no, I didn't hate this movie.
Okay.
All right.
Put that one on the poster.
Okay.
That's, Little yeah. Brother, Did I Scare You podcast. I didn't hate this movie.
I'll get into it a little bit later.
Hey, do you want to This A24, do you want to talk about that at all? That's sort of like a big thing this year. People getting all cranky about elevated horror? Question mark.
Why are they getting elevated about? Because I feel like A24 is trying to get like put like a vintage spin on a lot of their stuff.
There's people are frustrated with the term elevated horror because I think they feel like that says that movies, just like straight horror movies, aren't considered elevated then.
Oh, you know what? That's interesting because the way that you know, it's funny that you explained that, right? Because there's a little tidbit in this actual movie about a certain set of like movie that the characters are making where they're like, we're actually trying to make a more high class kind of version.
This movie does seem to be commenting on that within itself. There's like
It's pretty smart, actually. That's
definitely
actually
parts of it where they're like, why are you just giving people what they want, Ty West?
I mean,
Which, to be fair, he wrote it.
he wrote it, and you know what? He kind of did. He definitely gave people what they kind of wanted in a certain awful way, and oof, you're gonna pay for what you wanted, that's for sure.
Yeah, you have to wonder what his real life equivalent is of Britney Snow being like, why don't you shoot the gas thing so it looks like his dick? Has to be like, wow, good note.
That's basically his audience members telling him how to film his movies. He's like, there, I did it. Do you feel fucking special now, you fucking idiot?
To be
Shit.
fair, in the movie, it proves that she has more of an artistic vision than the director does.
So maybe Ty West himself thinks, like, maybe my audience members are smarter than me.
Maybe it's just Jason Blum being like, nah, you gotta blow up ahead of this scene. He's like, wow, good note.
He's like, I'm gonna do a few of those, like in this movie. Don't worry, this movie is gory.
Yeah, now if you're gonna like wait in here to be like Jason Blum didn't produce this one. I know. He produced his last movie he made, that fucking Western with Ethan Hawke, what was it called? In the Valley of Violence.
Oh yeah, was it good?
It was pretty good.
Okay, all right, that's good to know. A little side homework for all of you creeps. Let's why don't you watch what the fuck in the something valley of the something something.
In the Valley of Violence, starring Ethan Hawke, John Travolta, and a delightful dog.
Oh, what kind of dog?
He's a little Jack Russell Terrier. He does all sorts of tricks.
It's like Jake's favorite dog right there. Actually, Black Labs are really Jake's favorite dog, but
As I recall, he was on Doug Loves Movies, as was Ty West, in another episode where he talks about why he did The Innkeepers because he met a guy I went to high school with. But we'll get to that in a later episode, I'm sure.
oh, cool. Very nice. All right, so I think we don't want to really give a little too much away into the sausage before we actually get into the movie, but I guess let's cast it now, right?
Yes, okay. We got Mia Goth. She's the main one. We got Matthew McConaughey ripoff. I'm glad you called him that before we talked earlier, Vid,
I
because.
call out the Matthew McConaughey almost.
Yeah, I called him rip-off Matthew McConaughey, basically.
Dollar store, you know, have he's definitely he's kind of doing what what's his nuts did in Heathers, where he had a real like Jack Nicholas kind of
Yeah,
face.
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater fucking love Jack Nicholas.
That guy, Martin Henderson's the actor's name. He's been in all sorts of stuff where like he doesn't talk like that. So that's what makes it particularly egregious.
Maybe he did it on purpose. Maybe he was trying to be like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, because he's like Naomi Watts' ex-husband in The Ring, and
Oh. Well, that's where he's from.
yeah, among other things. He was in might not have been Torque, but it was one like that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, we got him.
Anywho,
Then we got that blonde lady.
Brittany Snow.
Yeah, okay. Then we got oh fuck, I forgot his
Kid
name.
Cudi.
Yeah, Kid Cudi. There we go, Kid Cudi. And then we got who else are we
Ty
missing,
West
Jake?
stand in.
Oh yeah, he's supposed to be like Ty West, but he's not Ty West.
Yeah, so he's nerdy director guy.
We know Ty
Wink.
West because we've seen him in You're Next.
And he looked kind of like that,
You sure
didn't
have. He's not as greasy as, like, this dude
is. His hair wasn't as long, but otherwise, yeah, pretty much the same guy.
I think it's funny that Ty West is kind of dunking on himself. Jake, who else are we missing? We got, like, a couple more people.
Pissface Ortega.
Oh, yeah. There she is. She is very uncomfortable boom mic holder.
Now, if you're sitting at home and you haven't listened to the Babysitter Killer Queen episode, the reason why we call her Pissface Ortega is because she gets her face pissed on in that movie, and she doesn't seem to care. She just says, it's Daryl.
Yeah, she's really down for anything, and this movie will also show that.
Who knows what type of scene it was? It fades to black on that one, Vin. Anyways.
We'll get to it. I can't. We will most definitely get to it. We have creepy old dude.
Yeah, old farmer and wife. Old wife.
I mean, do you want to, like, kind of go into who old wife is, or you want to wait?
I wasn't sure if you noticed, so I was going to ask you, but do you want to talk about that now? We could.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's cut right to the chase. What is one of the main reasons why X is so interesting?
Okay, so Mia Goth is doing a double role. She's playing the main character and also the old lady in old lady makeup.
Yeah. Yeah, some duality type shit going on in this movie.
It's definitely not something I knew when I saw the movie.
That's some good makeup. It's really...
At a certain point, I was like, why is that a young person playing an old lady? And then I was like, that's fucking Mia Goth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some really interesting, like, selections of, like, why they did that. But what's crazy, too, is, like, Mia Goth ends up coming back to reprise this role as a younger version in the prequel, so.
And she does a bang-up job. Maybe, I would say my number two movie of the year, but we'll talk about that another day, too.
Sure.
All right, let's tarry no further. Let's get into the meat of this movie. What do you say?
Sure. What are we flying on there, Jake, before we go to the movies?
All right, well, I have a synopsis, and I took notes for half of this movie.
Ooh, a little double work.
Which one? I'm going to start with my notes at first, and then I guess I'm going to have to pivot at a certain point. Okay. Vinny, you ready?
I'm absolutely ready.
All right, let us tarry no further. All right, Vinny, cicadas, the searcher's shot, panning, cop car. We are in a Texas Chainsaw Massacre tribute.
Yeah, you like how the movie starts where it's like, it kind of has like a boxed feel looking outside of the barn at first, and then it like does the full screen.
This is why I'm name checking the searchers. The way the searchers ends is that John Wayne, when he leaves, is framed in a shot like that from the inside of the farm to be like, look at him. He's isolated from other people.
Oh, that's what they're going for, huh?
Yep. And if you want more John Ford stuff, go check out Steven Spielberg's new movie, The Fablemans, because he shows up at the end. To be like, where's the fucking horizon? And he's like, the top. And he's like, exactly, top or bottom or horizon. Anything else is boring as shit.
So he must have really loved The Lighthouse then. He's like, fuck yeah, that's my shit.
He would have loved it. A lot of bottom action in there.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyways, when the camera pans out, we see there are several cop cars at the farm, Vin. And we're doing the old take a look at a corpse under a blanket and going like, ugh.
Yeah, it's a lot of tomato paste and, you know. You know, a lot of gushy looking stuff underneath there.
Yep, it's just as the sheriff thought, Vin. Still dead.
Yeah, because that would be very uncomfortable if suddenly a pile of gore and flesh is like.
I think we both know it would say, pick a bone.
Kill it. Kill it.
And then we got Preacher on a black and white TV, which, like, the sheriff kind of stops to watch for a while. And this guy knows about the powers of Satan firsthand.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, because he's, like, that televangelist. And, you know, it's I feel pretty privileged that we live up here in the north, that, like, we don't really get, like, heavy fucking televangelists like that too often.
There was, if you go check out, like, the public stations, there's definitely ministry stuff on it, even up here.
Have you noticed the Scientology commercials that have been popping up? Where they're like, come on inside, and it's just like, no.
Oh, Vinny, you haven't been audited?
No, I haven't.
I thought your thetan level was a little high lately.
You're telling me I should go on down to my local Scientology and, like, get my thetan levels checked out?
Yeah, I don't think you got enough money for that, honestly.
I mean, I could try.
Yeah, they don't take it on credit. Yeah, maybe the sheriff ought to come looking at what's in the basement. We don't see what he does, but he does the whole, like, my God thing.
Oh, well, my God, that shit later, that's for sure.
Now we fade to black and cut to cocaine. Cut to cutting cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Cut to cutting that cocaine with that song, cocaine. If you want to get down, it's all pick 'em around, cocaine.
What's the song they're actually playing?
I don't know. Some 70s song. Like,
da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sure. Yeah, it's that song. Random guitar riff song.
Mia Goth is ready to party 70s style. Matthew McConaughey impersonator warns her about too much of a good thing. Then we get the 24 hours earlier thing, which still annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on, movie. Come on, Ty West. Like, let me figure that shit out for myself. Listen, if The Witcher was so bold to make the first season in a way that it, like, jostled the fucking timeline and you could figure that shit out, then we can, like, we can do it. We're capable of figuring it out.
I don't know. I'll be honest, I could have, like, started the movie without, like, them taking a look at, like, all the,
That's a tried and true, though.
The corpses of the farmhouse. I just don't like it.
I mean, they did it in Texas Chainsaw Massacre as well, didn't they?
Do they? No, it starts with the John Larroquette voiceover.
It does. You're right. I remember. And then I put some CD music under it.
August 1973. I was given a bag of weed in order to do this.
It was pretty, some skunk weed. Had a lot of stems in it.
Anyways, we have a go off of this Matthew McConaughey ripoff, make out a little. Mm-hmm. Then he tells her she's special. Then she looks in the mirror after he leaves and seems to agree, Vid.
Well, yeah, she basically, like, tells herself that she is going to be a fucking star. And is at that point where she also says, does she say that I do not deserve this life? Or does that come later?
I think that's later.
Okay. Well, all right. She doesn't say that now, but sometimes she'll say it.
And then, you know what song it cuts to next?
If you want to get down.
Nope. Nope. In the summertime, where the women are from.
You got women. You got women on your mind.
Yeah, Brittany Snow and Goth come out of a topless bar. The text box let us know this is Houston. Then they get in a van that says, plowing service. Sex.
The 70s. Seedy, shitty harbor, Houston. Because that's where they're coming out of, where they leave that topless bar.
Yeah. And because it's the 70s, there's nothing but oil refineries all across the horizon.
That's why I texted you. I'm like, is Houston look that shitty near the harbor?
Biggest problem in Houston by the harbor is that usually a hurricane comes and floods the city every 20 years or so.
Well, the weather is definitely not fine. But they do got women on their mind.
Yeah. When they originally settled Galveston, they were like literally 30 years in. They sent a guy down there to research hurricanes, and he was like, hurricanes don't affect Galveston because there hasn't been one here for the 25 years I've been here. It's just like, dude, come
Like, what do you do? You, like, just, like, give up on researching after that? And he's like, must be fine. Ain't nothing gonna happen here.
It's like, how the fuck do you decide that 20 years is enough time to be like, that never happens here?
That's some shoddy fucking reporting, I'll tell you. That's a guy that I was looking to phone it in early.
Anyways, about a year later was one of the worst floods in American history. Whoops.
About as terrible as the Pittsburgh flooding.
No, way worse. Thousands dead. Thousands dead.
Oh, boy.
The hurricane people told them not to evacuate until about an hour before the waters took them away.
Oh, that's not good. Was he there?
Yeah, he lived.
Oh.
He floated his ass on a door right out of town.
He's like, well, shoot, 26 years.
Turns out that's the cycle, my bad.
I was 1 year off, I was.
Anyways, no matter. If you don't land in Galveston, sell it. Just sell it.
Get out now.
It's going to wash away. That's goddamn sandcastles. Anyways.
That person's looking at this episode, listening to us. They're like, what year is it? And they're like, oh, it's the 26th year.
They come a lot quicker down there now, actually, because of climate change.
That's, he goes back there and he's like, gotcha, 26 years, no problem. And it comes in 15. He's like, what the hell?
Anywho, in the back of the van, some scripts are being passed around by Discount Martin Starr. Nice. This is the Ty West.
Oh, nice.
They think this porno is going to launch them into stardom. Brittany Snow is just happy no matter what. She just wants a house. Then Snow's like, Goth, what's your American dream? She does not answer. Pissface Ortega is also in the back, looking disapproving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very much of a like, what am I doing here kind of scenario with her.
Yeah, and she's clearly with the director.
Kind of. Yeah. It's not known right away, but, like, they make it known, where she's like...
Well, they're kind of huddled up, like, separate from everyone else in the back.
Right, this dude's a greasy-haired looking nerd, and she's like a really, like, restrained? No. What would you, like, describe, like, the look of Jenna Ortega?
Her vibe is very much like Jackie from that 70s show.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's...
In fashion.
That's very spot on, actually. Yeah.
She's like, yeah,
and then
a
I'm
girl think- next door type.
I'm thinking to myself, no way this girl would be dating this fucking nerd.
Well, she starts a little repressed, so you have to imagine that, like, this guy is going to make movies seems like, you know, an avenue to a more exciting life. It makes sense, I think.
Okay, all right.
Probably in school he walked up to her and he was like, hi, excuse me, miss, I know you probably hear this all the time, but you are an actress because you are so pretty. And she's like, oh my god, that is so sweet.
Jake. Are you just, like, re-quoting fucking Licorice Pizza right now?
That's not how that goes. Anyways, they pull up on a busted gas station with a chicken roaming around. Hope there's not barbecue at this place based on what they're using for source material.
Ay, ay, ay.
Matthew McConaughey impersonator is hoping for half the numbers Debbie Does Dallas did. Goth says, let's pump these out then. I want to be famous. He's like, well, hold on. We can't, like, do too many. Then she's like, I deserve nice things, Wade.
Wine.
Because she has cosmopolitan tastes. He says, Arrow's going to lust after her because she has that X factor. Hey, that's the movie's name.
He says that a couple of times, so I guess that's where they're pulling it from, right?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right.
Goff doesn't like piss face Ortega because she doesn't talk. Ortega's out in the front getting the sound equipment ready. Oh, boy.
What's wrong?
Stone tells Pissface that her boyfriend is cute. Ortega asks her if Kid Cudi is her boyfriend. And Snow's like, sometimes.
Yeah. She's talking about, I fuck him, I fuck this guy, I fuck a lot of guys.
It's pretty Snow, though, so it is very charming. Just like, yeah, kind of, sometimes.
I did like that line. I don't know, her character, I kind of like her character.
She's great.
Yeah.
Director is telling Snow he's been experimenting with editing techniques like French avant-garde.
Right, because
she's like, okay.
Brittany Snow was telling her, or was asking him, like, how come you're not shooting these things in order? And he's like, well, actually, because I don't have to do that.
Right, because that's not how you edit it.
Well, you know, she's just an actress.
Yeah. They start shooting Cudi filling up the van for the movie. Then she's like, hey, why don't you tilt that camera down so that way it'll look like the gas nozzle is his cock? He's like, damn. That's a great idea, okay.
So he does it. And then as he's like tilting the camera up to like Kid Cudi's face, he's like got his mouth open and gape like, oh, so good.
Cudi really arches his back too to go like, yeah, I'm fucking this fucking van with my gas cock.
Ah, it's good shit.
Yep. Brittany Snow's like, yeah, there you go, buddy. See, I got ideas, too. Matthew McConaughey asks Snow later how the script is, and she's like, Then she's like, does it really matter? And he's like, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to wear a hard hat for a living, okay? This has got to be a big hit. So, Snow is upset that they only had Winston cigarettes, and she's like, that's it, I'm calling my agent.
She acted all sassy and cute. She's like, I'm actually into more mob rolls. Actually, I don't know if they have marbs in fucking the 70s. They must have.
Yeah.
Maybe. They've been around for a while.
I don't know what she would have been into. Maybe Newports or something?
Ugh. Ugh.
They have the TV, the preacher's on again, and he's like, listen, this may be a forgiving God, but every man has his limits. I'm like, But God's not a man.
Oh, sometimes he could be a man. It's like, that's...
Well, I guess with Jesus. Eh, let's not get into it.
Trying to make his way home, Jake.
No, I'm not gonna. There's a traffic accident down the road. Some truck blasted a cow real bad. This is more Texas Chainsaw Massacre shit, because, like, the whole, the slaughterhouse.
Yes. Yeah. Although it's, oh, man. It's crazy, because they're, like, driving over it, and fucking, what's-her-face, Goth is, like, trying not to puke inside, like, the van as they pass and run over, like, the gore. The trucker's, like, taking a shovel. He's just shoveling the cow guts up the fucking highway.
Yep, the sheriff's there to investigate. It's like, wait till tomorrow, dude.
Well, yeah, he's there, like, what? Like, watching this, like, trucker fucking shovel the guts, like...
You know, it's worse than that, Vin. That cow's actually mayor of this town.
Oh, no. That trucker's in some serious trouble now.
This is quite possibly an assassination.
I can't even, like, Chick, do you kind of wish that, like, you saw, like... You saw a deleted scene, like, a couple seconds, like, a cut flash of that truck just annihilating that cow.
No!
Just, like, a split second. You'd be like, oh, Jesus!
What would be added in that, Vin?
Because of how ridiculous it would look.
As it is, they're just like, wow, I guess we're no different than roadkill, huh? It's like, I guess... Anyways,
crazy.
They pull up. Yeah, moving on. They pull up on a farm, and Matthew McConaughey, ripoff, says, our studio backlot. Good thing, too, because Brittany Snow is horny.
Okay, dude.
That's what Brittany Snow says. She's like, thank God I'm horny. Then he's like, you're always horny. She's like, well, when you're right, you're right.
Someone can't help that.
It's like, with all these fine-looking gentlemen out here and cow guts to boot, sweet Jesus, of course I'm horny.
Oh, my God.
He tells everyone to stay put as he goes to check with the owner. He gives a knock at the farmhouse we all saw the gore in. Snow and Cuddy make out in the car, and Pissface Ortega tells Director that this isn't what she had in mind. He's like, don't be a prude. It's possible to make a good, dirty movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's his angle, is that he wants to make something different out of these dirty movies. Something to make you kind of just, instead of being like, I'm going to slide my hand down my pants. No, you want to sit there and have a thought-provoking, oh, wow. You know, I never really seen it like that before.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Time really is ephemeral. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. We're all like this orgasm, fleeting and then gone forever.
Yeah, because after, listen, I'm just going to say, when you're finished, like, finished doing the do when you're watching a porno, do you ever finish watching the whole thing? No, you turn it off in shame.
Yeah, when you're younger, it's like, you know, maybe the erection comes back around. But yeah, no, I'm an old man now. I mean, I know I'm done.
Yeah, but I don't got time to watch the rest of this 20-minute, like, flick here, all right?
It's not a lot of porns where I've been like, well, hold on, let's see how this turns out. And be like, uh-huh, right, right. Oh, he just finishes around her face, okay.
And like, wow, they really, like, you know, it's always the same ending. Like, what?
Yeah. It's not like there's any after credits like Marvel movies. Like, oh my God, that's the redheaded neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, she might be in the next one.
I mean, like, I'm just waiting for a porn to just be like, yeah, yeah, here comes the money shot. Then someone breaks into the room and punches the guy in the face. Well, well, I didn't see that coming. And neither did he.
What is the premise of your joke, Finn? It's just a guy gets punched in the face at the end of a porn for no reason.
He didn't see that coming.
Okay.
You do. I can't believe I had to re-say it.
So now you're going to just repeat the line and hope for the best. Okay.
Come on, Jay. Follow along.
Hey, who? I mean, she obviously saw it coming. He was twitching before he let go. An old guy comes to greet Matthew McConaughey ripoff and tells him that this is private property. Then he grabs a gun. Goth watches from the car as he backs off the porch, and she's like, something's wrong. Old man tells Matthew McConaughey the law says he can shoot him. Then Matthew McConaughey's like, I've like rented this place, remember? And he's like, oh yeah, okay, whoops. Then he puts the gun down. He's like, don't worry, it wasn't even loaded.
Yeah, and then the guy's like, I got one in my car, too, not loaded. Which is like, you don't want to... It's not exactly something you want to share with an individual at this point at a gun at you.
Like, I usually keep one on my ankle, too, but I lost that in a public park the other day.
Uh-oh.
Cuddy... Oh, boy. Cuddy from the van says the old man is one ugly son of a bitch. Vinny, do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty hard to look at.
Well, time ravages us all, then.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to be the one to say that maybe I had to look at myself in a mortal sense a little later in this movie when they were particularly trying to tell me a message.
All right, well, I guess we'll talk about that when we get a little deeper. An old lady watches from upstairs and creeps Goth out. Now allow us to... establish space on this farm.
Mm-hmm. We have, like, you know, a bunch of wheat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
a lot of
grass.
Shots of people in tall grass.
Yeah.
Because Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's the barn. Here's the guest house.
Yeah.
The farm's over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old man starts coughing in the middle of the field. Matthew McConaughey's like, again, he's not really Matthew McConaughey. Says, you okay, old timer? They just immediately bolts up like, yep, never better. Do, 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 do.
No, it's fine, you know. Haven't felt younger. I click my heels together.
And he's like, they built this house during the Civil War. And he's like, did you serve Matthew McConaughey? And he's like, I got flat feet.
And he's probably like, fucking pussy. And
he's like, yeah. Had a bit of a drug problem. Toot, toot. Kid Cudi's like, I served. And the farmer could not be less interested. And he's like, well, I had enough of, like, I served in Vietnam, so I've had enough of farmers shooting at me. You catch my meaning?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Total racist.
Yep. That old man gets caught staring a little too long at Mia Goth, although, we know why now.
I mean, we all were staring a little too much at her, you know.
Yeah, but in this particular case, because he's like, that looks just like my wife did.
He's like, did I time travel?
Matthew McConaughey is like, hey, watch it, dude. The old man's like, you know, now that I think about it, you didn't mention all these extra people. That Matthew McConaughey is like, maybe Mr. Ben Franklin could take care of this. The old man's like, I don't like the look of you. And you know what? I'd like you all to be able to have a little discretion around my wife. And then he takes off, and they're like, oh, wow. I can't believe you didn't tell him about this shit, Matthew McConaughey. And he's like, eh, what are you going to do?
Then he says that line that, you know, Henry Winkler says in Waterboy. It's better to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Stone teases Matthew McConaughey that he truly has a knack for negotiating. And Pissface Ortega says, he doesn't know what we're doing. Then he was like, oh, Church Mouse speaks up. He doesn't know and he's not going to know.
I mean, you think that they... It's not like they're fucking deaf. There's not a lot going on in those fields and shit. So it's just like, you'd think he'd be just like... Hoot-de-doot-de-do, you know, like taking a stroll around his house, and you just hear thud, thud, ugh, ugh, and he's just like,
oh, yeah, oh, yeah,
He's like, what in the Sam hell?
He drives off, and Matthew McConaughey's like, let's get to work. Then we cut to Brittany Snow naked, and I'm like, no fucking way in the movie theater. I'm like, what the hell? Is this my birthday? You gotta be kidding me.
You're like, to the guy next to you, like, come top.
I was like, Brittany Snow. I mean, like, I was excited she was in this, but there's no way I thought she'd be new. Not really.
Did you do research later to find out it was a body double, or?
No, that's her.
Nice.
She was, she found the arguments in the movie persuasive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's only gonna be young once. Let's see them introduce.
Oh, she did get the, you know what? It's hilarious, because it's like the message in the movie is very much like, you know, like, better use it while you got it.
Yep, so she's naked. Cuddy's giving it to her. Yes, thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Two thumbs up. That is the gas nozzle as a cock. You've truly delivered exactly what I wanted out of this.
This is like Debbie Does Dallas.
This is Ty West saying, like, you want to see a movie where they're shooting a porno and it's a horror movie? And I'm like, yep. They're like, you want to see Brittany Snow fuck that, don't you? And I'm like... No, I mean, you don't have to. And he's like, I'm doing it. And I'm like, yes! Yes, 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 my man, I knew it.
You're like, oh my God, this is great. This is so fantastic. And it's like, it's not even like a couple of seconds. Like, they linger.
Yeah. They got that olive oil on her body, too, so she looks... I don't want to go into... You know what?
It's starting to turn into a different podcast.
I was very careful for a long time not to be this guy on this podcast.
Eh, because of shit.
It's...
this movie teaches us to be pretty, like, you know, open about being sex, so who cares?
It is nice to watch. I appreciate all of it.
You're like, thank you, Miss Snow.
Anyways, I'm not the only one whose attention is caught, because Ortega is watching, like, Something's Awakened in Me.
Yeah, basically. She's like, well, you know, it's a lot different when you're watching on the VHS, but when you're in the same room.
That's the live sporting event. Director keeps giving Cuddy some advice, and he's like, do me a favor, kid, point the camera, because I'm the expert at fucking here.
Hey, he brings the camera back to Snow, and she's fucking laughing at him.
Then she immediately changes his face and be like, oh. And he'd be like, hey, oh, sorry. Oh. Goth goes outside to smoke, and we can hear Snow's moans as she does. Then Goth has some overalls and nothing else on. I'm going to give that an A-minus as well. As she wanders the ground, she goes down to a swimming hole, and at the end of the dock, she sits, and we can see an old lady in the distance watching her.
Mm-hmm.
Goth takes off her overalls and hops in for a swim. Matthew McConaughey is excited back at the guest house about how the film's going. The director's like, that's because I'm not treating it like porn. I'm shooting it like a real film. And it's like, okay, dude. Yeah.
You think that's what Ty West was saying, too? And he's like, it's not really porn. There's something deeper within this. And it's like, it's...
Like, yeah, his dick. Up top.
And he's like, you gotta look for a bigger meaning, Jake. Like, on the yeah, surface... Like that dick.
Up top.
I'm talking about the girth of the experience.
That's not even a real phrase. Boom, move on. Anyways, Matthew McConaughey is like, keep doing whatever you're doing. Feel how hard my cock is. And the director does.
There's a lot of openness in this movie. It's like, oh, okay.
Yep, then we immediately cut to Snow cleaning some cum off her back while Ortega watches, and Cuddy flexes out the window.
Yeah, she, like, she takes, like, her dress and, like, wipes her back off with it and then throws the dress at Ortega, and she's like, oops.
Yeah.
I don't throw your fucking cum-drenched dress at me.
Yeah, it's exactly what Monica Lewinsky did to Linda Tripp, and see how that turned out.
And she just wasn't bragging about it, you know?
Like, check out what happened to this blue dress. That's a big old Willie Clinton on there. Here we go.
Swish! And she, like, bakes it off her face.
Yeah, based on the year with the throw, she was like, Mark Brunel! Go Jags! Anyways, Snow tells Cuddy he shouldn't be so proud of himself. And he's like, girl, you're good, but you're not that good. Then she does some, like, fake moaning to be like, see, I can fake orgasms. Then he starts pouting. She's like, you did fine. Then he takes a cigarette from her and tells her he thinks he loves her. Then he...
Yeah.
We cut to an overhead shot of Goth floating in the swimming hole. Mm-hmm. Then we see there's a gator in dim waters.
Yeah, he's just kind of hiding out. And his eyes kind of open up as he sees, like, you know, Goff kind of splashing around a little bit.
Yeah, he's like, no fucking way.
He's like, is that Mia Goff naked in my swimming hole?
He's as excited as I was for that Britney Snow nude scene. He's like, no way, unreal.
So he's battling because he wants to get a closer look.
Goff watches an eagle fly high overhead. Starts swimming back towards the dock. We're back in overhead, and we can see the gator is in pursuit, although she has no fucking clue.
As things slowly, like, fucking making his way to her, and I start laughing really hard because as we do the overhead, I'm like, that gator's gonna pop out from the other end of that screen, isn't he? And there he is.
Yeah, and he's just like slowly but surely gaining ground on her.
Yeah, she like makes it to the dock, and she like, you know, takes a couple of moments to take a couple huffs and puffs and, you know, really take her time getting out of the fucking water.
Yeah, but she does, and she never knows the gator's there, so that's really just telling you, like, don't worry, Chekhov's gator's gonna go off later in this movie.
Yeah. I mean, he's hard as a rock. That's definitely sure from, like, getting that back view of Goff as he's paddling after her.
Yep. Then we cut to the movie. Vinny, do you want to say what the name of the porn movie is?
I know, I forgot what it was, actually.
It's The Farmer's Daughter.
Oh, okay. No, that makes sense.
Actually, daughters, based on how it goes.
Yeah, multiple.
All right, so we're in the movie. Cuddy's out of gas. Does he want to come inside?
Maybe.
Of her vagina.
Duh, that's crass. That's so crass, sir.
Then Goff is heading back, but she sees the old lady in the distance. They do an awkward wave, and the old lady kind of beckons her inside the house.
And she gives her like a one finger, like, come here.
Goff goes up, and she goes into the quiet, dark house. We establish interior space, and also, it looks like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Uh-huh.
The old lady steps out of shadows to offer lemonade.
That's Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I'm not going to step on your feet. I forgot that you took notes.
We're almost out of them, Vin, so you're going to get ready to freewheel pretty soon.
Okay. No, keep going.
We cut to Snow pouring some lemonade in the picture. Cuddy takes a glass. What were you going to say? What's up?
Well, it's exactly what I was going to say. I just like the way that this scene kind of builds up, where it's just like the porn is almost doing as what real life is doing with Goth and the old lady, like, just hanging out. But then there's a little more exaggerative, like, hang out in the porno.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it's like your basic porn thing.
Right. Where he's like, it's a mighty fine glass of lemonade and whatnot. Whereas, like, Mia Goff is, like, drinking it, and she's just kind of drinking it hurriedly. Like, I just need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, she sucks it down in one gulp.
Yep.
Then she's like, well, I better get going. In the porn, Snow is coming over to Cuddy and whispers in his ear to come with her before Daddy gets home.
Okay.
We've all been there.
I mean, that would be my response.
Yeah, Goth tries to leave, but the old lady shows her an old picture and says, I was young once, too. The face is just a little bit obscured in all of them, so you can't just be like, that just looks like me. But, like, is it? It actually looks like, and I know this sounds crazy, but it looks like, I don't know, we shot this in Australia, say, and, like, the director had to go on quarantine. And old Goth's like, right? It's like, and then maybe in like the week where he was in quarantine, he just wrote like a prequel to this movie, and then we just shot it directly afterwards. Like, no, that's crazy. That's crazy. It's totally what happened.
Oh, well, no shit. Look at that, folks. You just got basically a piece of the prequel within the middle of this episode.
Anywho, moving on. Her husband served in both world wars. There wasn't anything he wouldn't do for her back then. She was a dancer, but the war came, and not everything comes out the way you expected. All right, well, that's going to do it for us this week.
Yeah, same time, same place, you know.
But picking this up from synopsis, let's see how this goes.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, like, she continues her conversation, and then more or less, like, the old lady, like, tells Goff, like, she's so beautiful. Synopsis is fucking you over right now, isn't it?
Okay. I guess the old lady at some point reveals that she hasn't fucked her husband in a while.
Basically, yeah. As we surmise, where it's just like she's longing for that touch.
Yeah, and then the husband comes home, and she's like, Mia Goth, disappear out the back. I won't tell him anything happened.
Well, before that, like, though, because...
Won't tell him what?
Well, the old lady does reach out for her and touches her.
But, like, yeah, it's just a little creepy, though. It's not over the top yet.
Not yet. I mean, there is, like, definitely some building stones here. But, yeah, she's just like, this will be our secret.
Yeah. And being Gus, like, what will be our secret?
You'll see.
Oh, boy.
Let's just say that my panties are awfully wet.
Gross. Alright, so Goth goes down to the farmhouse and Makane is like, let's get moving. The director says we're losing the light. So they hustle her into the barn. They're like, back up in the house. The old people have to be like, why is everyone going to the barn with that camera equipment?
Yeah, what's going on with that? Like, I don't get it. Like, they're... What's hilarious is these people are not being discreet whatsoever.
Yeah, so with the reality of the movie, like, Mia Goth's another farm girl, she's milking the cow.
Yeah.
She can, like, shouldn't be fucking with, but anyways.
Well, they weren't, remember? Because, like, Brittany Snow, like, dumps that carton of milk in, like, the pail, so she doesn't even touch the cow.
Okay, yeah. But, like, the cows are still watching.
Yeah, well, they're like, don't you fucking touch me. I'll kick a bitch.
And Kid Cudi's like, the lady told me to come down here so that, like, the farmer could give me a ride back to town. Me and Gus like, no, he won't be back for a while. That's my sister. Can't believe she didn't tell you that she had a sister. Me!
And he's like, uh-huh. And she's like, yeah, I'm the younger one, and I get all the attention. And he's like, uh-huh.
Yep. That pretty much cuts to them fucking, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, good for fucking Kid Cudi for being able to get it up so fast, I guess.
Except, Vinny, it's not just the cows watching. Who else is watching out back?
Oh, it's that little creepy old lady.
Yeah. Into it.
I remember when we were saying, like, Kristen Stewart was, like, humping the wall when freaking Vigo was, like, getting fucking cut open. Yeah, this old lady's, like, humping, like, the freaking, like, barn freaking doors. Just like, oh, mama like.
She's like, sex is the new sex, right?
Yeah, we're not that far enough in the future where we're just, like, you know.
Later that night in the farmhouse, she tells her husband, like, she wants him to make love to her. He's like, I can't, my heart won't take it.
I mean, if you've seen this guy, you would definitely be like, yeah, that's probably, like, ill-advised.
Yeah, it seems a trick. She storms out. Okay, they're all gathered around in the guest house after celebrating. They're like, damn, Mia Goth was some hot stuff. Like, we're going to make some buku bucks off of this.
Get it, buku?
While they're celebrating and having the beers, Pissface Ortega
is
looking at Mia Goth for too long. Uh-huh. Mia Goth's like, what is your fucking problem? Staring is rude.
But why is she staring?
She's just like, okay, I didn't think I would like what I saw today, but I did like what I saw today.
Well, at first she's just like, how can you people like, doesn't like the factor of love like mean anything to you people? And they're like, like, love, come on, it'll be a square. They're like,
they're not like, yeah. What they essentially say is, like, love is love and sex is sex and never the twain shall be.
Yeah, they're just like, I just don't understand the concept of, like, more or less, like, settling down in one spot when it's just, like, we're young. We should be able to just go out and do what we have to do before we die. And yeah, it's like, polygamy is just not my thing, but...
That's not really what the... Yeah, I mean, she asked Matthew McConaughey, she's like, it doesn't bother you that Kid Cudi... is fucking your girlfriend. And he's like, as long as it's on camera, like, I don't care. And Kid Cudi gives him a look like, ah, because I tried it once.
He's like, you don't know. I mean, there have been times, you know, I can't help myself.
Yeah, but- and then Brittany Snow gives a big speech where she's like, we're young, It's fun to fuck. Sex is awesome. And people are threatened by us because we turn them on and they don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, she's like, it's basically like a power. She's like, then she like more or less like backhands like the old people. Because she's just like, you know, we're going to like someday be like them. And it's just like, you don't want to go out not at least using it before you get to that point.
Yeah, which is unnecessarily cruel to the old people at this point.
Immediately, I texted like, Jixon.
You old ass busted bitches.
Yeah, I immediately texted Jixon, oh, now this movie's depressing.
Which I don't think they were going for, but yeah, it does feel that way, kinda.
Well, yeah, well, after she, like, talks about the fact, like, ugh, busted old bitches can't fuck no more. Me, I'm the fuck queen. And then they're like, let's break into a song. And then they play, they fucking sing Landslide.
Yes, because Britney Snow is like, I will do a nude scene, and Ty West is like, yes! She's like, if you let me sing in the movie, and it's like, oh, fuck, right, you were in those Pitch Perfect movies. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm not going to auto-tune it, though.
Thank God. She did okay. I thought she did a pretty okay rendition of Landslide, but it definitely takes on a completely different meaning in this movie when you hear that song.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't really fit with what they're doing, but, like, who cares? I mean, not, it's a song she could sing.
Not really. They do, like, a music video where, like, Britney Snow is looking all young and, like, singing this song, and then it goes to, you know, old Mia Goth.
Yes.
She's fucking shambling and taking her night, like, gown off and just looking old and miserable, and you're like, what are we doing? Like, just remember, always stay young.
I think between this and House of the Devil, it's fair to say that Ty West had some crazy, crazy issues with aging.
Yeah. Ain't that fucking wild? Because that did come up in House of the Devil. He is absolutely terrified of getting old.
Yeah, seems that way. Alright, anywho. Jenna Ortega's like, what if I wanted... Pissface Ortega. It's like, what if I wanted to be in the movie?
Yeah.
Her director boyfriend's like, what? No, stop kidding. And she's like, well, I'm not kidding. Like, you know, what would that be like? And Kid Cudi's like, yeah, I'm down.
It stops everything because everyone's just like, what a character jump this lady is taking.
And the director says, well, it wouldn't make sense. And she says, why wouldn't it make sense? And he's like, well, because the movie's one thing, and now you're adding another thing. And she's like, but that's just like Psycho. And I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
The movie's called The Farmer's Daughters. You can add another one pretty easily. It's important.
Well, I mean, like, it's become very quickly and abundantly clear that, like, the director is like, we haven't even fucked yet. Like, come on, don't do this to me.
I think they have, but anyways.
I don't think they did.
I think they totally did, and that's why the Kid Cudi thing is like, no, no, no. She already knows I can't do that.
Yeah, because Kid Cudi's like, yeah, whatever, I can take you, and then, like, she's just like, yeah, like, why not? Let's just do it.
You're ranting, because you're cutting me off. Here's my point. Psycho starts off as one type of movie and then turns into another, is the point he's making.
Right, a MacGuffin.
Yeah, adding another sex scene to a porn movie is not analogous to that.
It's not a MacGuffin.
No, it's the same fucking thing.
Actually, it kind of coincides with what, like, those kind of porns were, especially, like, the softcore ones, like, on Skinamax.
I mean, this is obviously hardcore, but let's move on. But, like, if Michael Bay put in another scene in his movie where something blows up, you wouldn't be like, oh, what have they done? I'm confused and disoriented now. All right, anyways, he has a full-on meltdown about this. He's being a little bitch boy.
I get it, though. I get it.
Matthew McConaughey takes him outside. He's like, you need to be cool. Let me tell you something, because you've never been 40 before, but I've been 20 before. And I'm like, damn, that's a good line.
It is a really good line. He's like, you've never been 43, but I've been 23. And I was like, shit, that's some wise shit dollar store, Matthew McConaughey. That's about as wise as they get older and I stay the same age.
Yeah. He's like, okay. Your girl's made up her mind about something. If you tell her she can't do it, she's going to do it anyways, and she's going to fucking hate you. Yeah. So,
he's like, and then who knows? She might do it with more than just the people right here. So
he's like, so best to roll with it, you know, do what you can, make the best out of this. The kid is like, you don't understand. She's not like those other girls. She's a good girl. And he's like, firstly, go fuck yourself. Secondly, yeah. None of them are good girls. You'll find that out in the end.
Again, that whole 43-23. Oh, man. But, I mean, that's almost like a little sexist in his way, but
I don't think he means it like that. I think it means like this conception of like the perfect angel girl is like a male fantasy. It's not like, guess what? They're human beings. They're going to do what they want.
Nah, that's true. He did lay it out like in a real, like, I mean, like, you piss her off, she's gone forever. That's for sure. You don't know where, you don't know what she's going to do next. So it's just like, this is like a little bit more self-contained.
Yeah. So he goes back inside, and they're getting Jenna Ortega ready for her big scene. We get a close-up of her Sunday underwear that was promised to me when Harry Met Sally did not exist.
Good ad.
A great detail is that Kid Cudi's doing push-ups in the background to get his arms swole for the scene.
Yeah, I enjoy, like, they're just like, he's not fully in the shot, but you just see him, like, doing hard work. And then the director comes in and he, like, looks at her and he's like, oh, fuck, she looks so hot, but I gotta look away because this is, like, I just know what's coming next.
So, you know, he gets peer pressured into, you know, filming his girlfriend it. Getting railed by some dude. And based on who's involved, he definitely finishes a little differently than he did in the other scenes. It's sterile.
Oh, yeah. Because you know what's great about this scene where it's just like, do you see it in the lens of the camera or do you see it in the lens of the director and his glasses?
His glasses are great.
Yeah, she's going in between his legs, and it's like, oh, boy.
We cut to him in a shower crying after. It's just so great.
Because he knows.
And to be honest, I have been 23 before, and I'm like, yep, that's what feeling jealous at that age feels like.
Yeah, you just feel like everything you know and has just been torn out of your... I mean, he literally witnessed it. Like, that's brutal. And it's, again, it's like, it's Kid Cudi.
If he wanted to stick to his guns, he could have just been like, I'm out.
I mean, he kind of did, right? Because that's basically after he's done having himself a heavy cry in the shower, he's like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, so he grabs the keys to the van and he's heading off into the night. Vinny, we are at this point an hour into this movie and nothing spooky's happened so far. Can we agree on that?
Correct, yeah. That's kind of when I was just like, man. I mean, like, I know people said this movie's pretty fantastic, but, like, so far, I'm like, it's interesting.
I mean, you must have thought what just happened was wild.
Oh, I laughed pretty fucking hard at that part. I was like, I can't believe that dude got cucked. He got cucked so hard.
For the rest of his life, he's always going to see Kid Cudi doing those fucking push-ups and being like, oh, that's the feeling of my world being destroyed.
They literally convinced him to film it. It's like he couldn't, like, teach, like, fucking, you know, Brittany Snow to, like, man the camera. Like, she's got an eye for this shit, so it's just like, it's okay, pal. You can sit out there. Like, nah, you have to film this.
You're the director.
Zoom in on that fucking money shot.
Wow, that's incredible. It didn't seem like she was faking it like the other girls. Is that what she sounds like when she's with you? Probably not, right, dude? Let's spin the camera around on this guy crying. That might be good for some of the weirdos watching. Alright, V, when he pulls the van out, what song is playing?
Oh, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yep. When he tries to leave on the dirt road, though, who's standing in his way?
Oh, the old lady.
Alright, so he gets out to be like, hey, old lady, you need help? She's like, come here, come here. Then she tries to give him a kiss, and he's like, gross! This me time west old lady, gross, disgusting. You're fucking vile. Oh my god, you got old and you still want sex? You disgusting fucking piece of meat.
Yeah, you like, I feel incredibly terrible for this little lady because she's like, mama's so horny. She's like grabbing onto him and like, and he's just like doing his best not to look at her. And she's like, why? Why won't you look at me?
He's like, let's get you at a home, old lady. She's like, all right, here you go. Stab to the neck.
It's like one gentle stab, and like he's like falls in front of the car with the high beams on. And then she just goes to town and just fucking slashes and hacks his fucking neck. And it just bathes that freaking light, making it all red.
Yeah, I love that bit. Yeah, all the blood goes on the headlights, so they're bathed in red light. And then she essentially stabs him to the point where his head's just kind of barely hanging on.
It's like a Pez dispenser at this point.
Yep. All right, things are about to get out of hand pretty quick here.
Well, I'm almost like her stabbing that dude in the neck, like, repeatedly, wasn't like it. It definitely set something off, because not only that, she starts fucking dancing in the car lights, too.
She was a dancer, Vin.
She was.
All right. Piss Face Ortega wakes up and realizes that no one's in bed with her. This is crazy. There's no way he went to bed with her.
Baby, although, you know,
after his cry shower, he got into bed and was like...
Was it him? Or, I don't know, I thought I was under the impression that Matthew McConaughey was in bed with her.
No, she's looking for him. He's not there, that's why she goes outside going like, director, right. Are you out here?
Right, then Matthew McConaughey almost shows up in his whitey tidies.
Yep, with no shoes on, important.
Very important, yeah.
She's like, have you seen director? And he's like, he's probably just dealing with some stuff. He's like, but he'll turn up. Like, don't worry.
He's like, listen, Piss Face Ortega, I was definitely in the room where he was, like, you know, next to the room he was taking a shower. Oh, that boy was crying pretty fucking hard. I mean,
yeah, he was definitely a cry / jerk off scenario. Like, he hated how much he loved what he saw.
That's dark.
They split up to go looking for him, and she's like, all right, but, like, if he's still having a hissy fit about this, I don't want to talk to him about it anymore, so.
Wow. Can't even give this dude his flowers, you know? Like, Jesus Christ.
He goes into the bar, and he assumes he's in there, so he's like, hey there, buddy. Let's talk it out, all right? I mean, I know you had a big day.
Listen to your trooper.
All right, but Vinny, what do we spy on the ground in the barn?
Well, we take a glance from the ground up, and we notice a nail, like, near, like, a haystack.
Yeah. Just precisely why I wouldn't go walking around barefoot in some place I didn't know.
Yeah, that's, you know, asking for trouble, because almost immediately we see this dude's foot just get engorged by this fucking needle.
Yep. And he's like, "Director, are you in the barn? Because if you are, you're a real dick for not helping now."
Yeah, it's brutal. And he's like, "You gotta help me because Lord knows I don't want to get tetanus."
This guy loves to talk. Lockjaw would hit him pretty hard. Then he hears something in the distance, so he goes to look through. How many holes?
There looks like two holes through the barn.
Now there's three of them, because it goes law of three for sure.
Oh, okay, sure. So he's looking out those holes into like the back of the barn, like, what's going on out here?
Yep. So we get a close-up shot of his eyes go into the hole in the door. That actually reminds me of the Black Christmas bit, right?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, you know, this might have been aped from that.
Okay. What does he get in that third hole, then?
He gets fucking nails through his eyes.
Yup!
And, like, pretty, like... I mean, we don't cut away. It's pretty fast. You're like, holy fuck! Oh, man, but pause right there. Put a needle in it, if you may.
Oh, boy. All right, then, what's happening up at the house now?
Pissface Ortega's more or less trying to, like, get someone's attention, or, like, more or less trying to look for her boyfriend, and the old man comes out.
Yeah, and the van is not there.
No, the van is gone.
All right, the old man's like, my wife is missing. And Pissface Ortega's like, my director is missing. He's like, okay, come inside then.
Yeah, he's like, you know, they're both concerned. They got missing individuals.
He's like, do me a favor, okay? There's a flashlight down in the basement. Can you go down there and get it for me? So she goes clump, 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 clump all the way down. And it's kind of a scary basement, but she finds the flashlight. But when she goes back up, the door to the stairs is locked.
Correct.
So she goes down to the basement with that flashlight, and she turns it on. And what does she find, Finn?
She finds... well, she finds a... Is it the director?
Nope.
Okay, it's just some random dead guy hanging and fucking pants around his ankles.
He's hanging from the wall and hanging brain.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely like, you know, good for you, dude.
Yep, so Jen Ortega does her horror Scream Queen scream here, where she does it like...
It's okay.
Yep. The close-up's pretty good. Her face looks good while she does it.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's definitely a sense of horror there.
Okay.
And shock.
The farmer goes down to the guest house, and Kid Cudi meets him there. He's like, my wife's missing. Cudi's like, okay, all right, let's go search for her. And he's got his dog tags on, because he's a Marine.
Well, he goes to the guest house and fucking Kid Cudi, not wearing any underwear. He is also hanging brain in the moonlight.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he had pants on.
Oh, no.
Well.
Good for him.
This really gets condensed. All right, so do you want to do the whole bit with the lake, Vin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so they go down to the lake to look for her, and, like, Kid Cudi's trying to relate to this guy because, you know, they're both soldiers.
Yeah.
So they split up, and Kid Cudi goes to the other side of the lake, and he finds a submerged car in the swamp there. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, not good.
So he goes over, he sees the lantern on the other side. When he gets there, the old man's not on the path, but the flashlight's, like, deeper in the swamp, and he's like... Oh, shit, did you fall in?
Yeah, he thought that, like, the old man basically drowned, so now Kid Cudi's gotta, like, basically rescue this dude. Let it be known, Kid Cudi is wearing clothes now. He's not walking around fucking hanging brain, you know, walking out here.
He goes over and he finds a flashlight, but it's not the old guy's flashlight.
No.
The old guy pops out of nowhere and he's like, you fucking people always come here and get my wife riled up, and now I gotta do this again. Then he blasts Kid Cudi in the chest with the shotgun.
And Kikuni's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's just like, excuse you, how can my wife not resist Kid Cudi's wiener?
He's like, check that thing out. I want to smooch it. You think I don't want to put that thing in my mouth like a bottle into the baby going like, mwah, 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 mwah. He's like, oh, excuse me. People weren't allowed to be gay in my time.
He's like, what? It's 2022. We can be out about it. Come on.
Kid Cudi, the last thing he says before he dies is, it's 1979, remember?
Shut up. Bang!
All right, Vinny. Back in the guest house, the old lady climbs into bed with Mia Goth. And then she starts fondling her. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, she's got, like, blood all over her hands, so she definitely has not washed it since she's went on her stabbing spree.
Yep. Mia Goth wakes up and sees her and screams, so the old lady scurries out of there.
Well, she's also naked, too. Like, she slipped into the bed sheets, like, completely nude and feeling her up. And, you know, Mia Goth was, like, kind of enjoying it. Then she's like, ugh! Gross, old person. Gross.
Disgusting. Oh, you vile piece of garbage.
And, yeah, she just she just shuffles out like or Brittany so like sees her just kind of shuffle through her room like what the fuck.
And so Brittany Snow follows the old lady down to the lake to be like, old lady, are you confused? Like, let's get you back to the house. She says she used to be a nurse or something?
She wants to be. Like, she was just like, she was told she's pretty good at, like, healthcare in a way. And she's like, maybe I could be a nurse, you know? And she's like, well, anywho, let's get you back up at that house there. You must be cold.
Yep. An old lady Mia Goth's like, you're a fucking whore. She's Brittany Snow's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, then she slaps her.
Yeah, and Brittany Snow's like, all right, piss off. Find your own way back to the farmhouse. The old lady's like, how about this? And then pushes her into the lake, and the alligator immediately snatches her up.
It was amazing. It was fucking wild. That thing freaking grabbed her face and death rolled her. Meanwhile, like, old lady Goth is like, bitch.
In the basement, Pissface Ortega finds an axe and she tries to use it to open up the door, but guess who else has an axe?
Oh, it's that old man.
Yep, he chops her fingies off.
Yeah, he tells her to shut the fuck up and go back down the stairs. He's like, nobody's coming for you. So yep. Shut up.
Mia Goth at this point has wandered back into the house and is hiding under the old people's bed.
Well, first she cleans herself off, I think, in their bathroom.
Oh, yeah, to get the director's blood off of her.
Well, not even that, just all that old person disgustingness. Oh, God. Ugh.
Like Bret the Hitman Hart in The Simpsons. She's like, ugh, this place has old people stink.
Yeah, somehow she finds herself, like, underneath the bed. I think she hides because she can hear, like, more or less the rustling inside the house.
Yep. The old couple has a conversation where they're like, we've dealt with, like, most of them.
Yeah, they counted them. They're like, four. He said, there's five.
The old lady's like, the special one's still alive, right? And he's like, is that the blonde? She's like, no, you know I hate fucking blondes. That one's Gator B. Yeah.
Well, this conversation starts to kind of escalate a little bit.
They have a heart to heart where she's like, things have been tough since we haven't been able to express our feelings physically. And he's like, I wish I could give that to you. I still love you. And you're like, oh. Ty West is like, oh.
Yeah, because she's just like, tell me I'm special. And he's like, you always have been. She's like, not so much now. And he's like, baby, you've always been special. And she's,
you're the most beautiful lady in the world. Then they fuck.
And then the music gets really distorted and disgusting as they're hopping.
Before they do, he's like, I think I'll die. And she's like, you won't, I promise.
I'm going to tell you something. If that's how I went out, good for me.
Yep. Meanwhile, under the bed, Mia Goth's like, gross, their love is disgusting to me. You fucking freaks.
Yeah, then we, like, as she's, like, slowly crawling out from the bed, we have an overview of, like, that old man on top just pumping away.
So Mia Goth slips out while there's he's slipping in.
Yeah! Oh, you're proud of that one.
Tries to find a van, but she finds the keys are missing, but she does manage to get the gun from the glove compartment.
Mm-hmm.
So she runs to the cellar to free Pissface Ortega, which she tries to get them out. Pissface Ortega's like, this is your fucking freak's problems. I used to have fingies and a boyfriend. Now I got nothing.
Yeah, she's blaming them. She's like, this is your fault. And Mia Goth's like, what? What are you talking about?
The only thing we gave you tonight is 2.5 orgasms.
Oh, boy.
Pissface Ortega runs out of the house and gets shot in the face immediately by the farmer.
Jake. I mean, we keep calling her Pissface Ortega in this movie, but I think it's more...
Now it's Half Face Ortega.
Well, it's Half Face Ortega, but before that it was Jizz Face. But
no, I think he pissed on her face. That's how I choose to interpret it.
Okay,
that's how it changes halfway through. You're like normal porn, and then the third scene happens, and you're like, "Whoa, what did I sign up for?"
No wonder why the director had to go take a shower after that. He's like, "Oh, gross!
I'm gonna be arrested for this."
I don't think this is legal to do in the '70s. Anyways, yeah, Pissface Ortega gets her face blown off.
Yep. Then when they drag her body into the house, yeah, she gives like a quick sputter, which makes the old guy go like,
"I laughed pretty fucking hard," because it's at that point that, like, oh, he's dead. And Jake's pretty sure that his final coitus with his wife is what really caused it. I said, no, it's that half-face Ortega that scared the shit out of him that done his heart in.
No, man. She pushed that van to the top of the hill. That was one last little push to send it all the way down to the bottom.
What a ride.
Mia Goth gets the van keys and aims her gun at the old lady as the TV plays a video of the preacher.
Yeah.
Mia Goth says, I will have the life I deserve, just as the preacher does. Unfortunately, she finds that the gun is unloaded.
Yeah, because, you know, going back to Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, he told us. The old lady fires the shotgun at Mia Goth and misses, but the recoil is strong enough to blast her out of the house.
Right through the door.
Yeah, which breaks her hip.
Yep. Mia Goth goes around, grabs the keys, heads out the door, and then we also get a little couple more words from that preacher on the TV.
Yep. Now, Mia Goth's in the van, the old lady calls her a whore. Well, Mia, yeah, Goth's like, how about this shit then?
Well, she passes her, and then the old lady's like, my hip, please. And Mia Goth's like, good, you suffer, you fucking dirty bitch.
Ugh, you always toss the B word around too much.
They say it in the movie a couple times. More or less, at this point, the old lady is really trying to get to Mia Goth, and she's like, we're not different, we're the same. Literally.
Yeah, obviously. Mia Goth's like, I'm never gonna look like you, you disgusting old freak. Then backs over her head a million times.
Yep.
Then she drives off into the distance, man.
Yep. Doing at least one more line of cocaine on her way out.
The following day, the sheriff and the other officers arrive. The video the preacher keeps playing. It's revealed that Mia Goth was his daughter that's gone missing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's how I felt about it. I was like, oh, all right.
I didn't really feel like we needed, like, a tie-in for that. I don't know. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was just, like, creepy scene setting, honestly.
I mean, we'll break into it a little bit more so once we finish it. Keep going.
All right. When they ask the sheriff what he thinks is on the video that they found in the basement, he's like, a goddamn fucked up horror show. Which is a way to describe that piss face Ortega scene.
Yeah, it's like, everything looked pretty good, you know, with the Britney Snow scene, the Mia Goth scene. It's like, this is all hot. And then the piss face Ortega, it's like, oh my god, I can't believe they did that to her.
He's like, why does he keep drinking that lemonade and then pointing at her face? Why does he say almost full now? Like the gas nozzle from the beginning of the movie.
Oh my, Jake. It comes in full circle.
Anyways, it's over. Vinny, you selected the movie this week. It falls upon you to ask me the eternal question. Please proceed.
Jake, did I scare you?
No.
Old people don't scare you.
No. I like this movie. I don't love it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're a little hard on the old people in a way I don't like.
Yeah, I too have the same sentiment where I'm like, there is a lot of things in this movie that I think were done pretty interesting, and I kind of enjoy it. But I definitely like am. I feel bad because it's like, holy fuck, dude, this is a real inside, like, yeah, what happens when you turn like that age, like. You're kind of trapped, and it's like, what are you going to do after that? It's like, God forbid, like, can you get it up? Do you even have that in you anymore? And it's like, holy shit, this is like a real, like, grips to reality type movie.
Oh, wow, that made you go through some things. Yeah, no, I was just like, I feel like it's a little too dehumanizing in the way they're portrayed, so.
Oh, sure, but I mean, this is coming from me, who is also slightly younger than you, that it's just like, oh, man, you know, like, I'm clutching the ground.
It's like you're saying, Vin, that you view it's like equals to them. You're like, well, obviously, I mean, like, you went to high school with these old people, so.
You're fucking old as fuck, dude, you old. Nah, I'm
literally the same age as Mia Goth, but I could be wrong on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely share the same sentiments where I feel incredibly sorry for the old people instead of like thinking like, ugh, so disgusting. Old people want to fuck and then they kill people because like they're like sex deprived. Like, ugh. It's like, I mean, I guess if I was put in that kind of condition, maybe I would want to kill them too. It's like, fuck you. Fuck you for like flaunting it. It's like you're freaking dangling that big old penis in front of me. Like, look what I could do. And then you're like, I mean, I wish I could just kill you right now because I can't use mine.
Yeah. I think they're maybe trying to go for a thing where they're like, the people that protest like dirty movies are just like people too old to fuck. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to kill this shit because they don't got it no more. Oh, bing, bong, boom.
But it turns out they did. They had it in them all along.
Yeah, I would
except
say,
you probably want to, like, you know, lay that old man down for, like, a little bit to calm his heart down.
Vinny, did it scare you, the movie?
No, I don't think so.
All right. I liked it. I didn't love it. For me, it's like a B or, like, I don't know, a 3-star movie, whatever you want to say. But, yeah, I wasn't.
I'd say it's, like, yeah, I'd say it's, like, a 3.5, you know, out of 5. 3.5 to almost 4. A
lot of good stuff in this is what I would say overall. And I did like it. I liked it enough to buy it even because I'm like, yeah, I like the movie. I got a good deal on it that day too. So why not?
Yeah.
Okay. Vinny, if you were any character in this movie, who would you be?
Fuck. I guess I would probably be the old man.
Because?
It's, you know, looking at them young kids, you know, remembering my old days. Being like, you don't even know how good you had it.
Vinny, I guess I'd be the gator.
Nice. Why? Because you want to be swimming up behind me at golf too?
I guess probably because I would wait patiently all day to munch on Brittany Snow.
That death roll was pretty crazy.
No, but really, many times in my life I've been the director.
Oh, that's
where
sad.
I've been like, I've lost control of this situation, and the girl I like is into someone who is much more appealing than me.
I've been pretty good at not letting those kind of moments happen to me when I was young, so.
All right. Vinny, what is the most gif-able moment of this movie to you?
It's the fucking gator doing the death roll.
Okay. Any particular use?
I mean, like, when someone, like, or you just want to end a conversation, you just, like, you know, you push someone in the water and that fucking Deus Ex gator's just there.
All right, fair enough.
What about you?
The close-up of her in the Sunday underwear is pretty good for any Sunday I can think of. It's been like, you, Jenna Ortega, piss-faced Ortega, what day is it today?
I think, like, her getting in between Kid Cudi's legs and the director's glasses is a pretty good gif. Or it's like, you know what's going on, you fucking creep.
Imagine how he feels filled with this. Think about it, folks.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right, Vinny, that's going to do it for X this week. Do we have any mail?
Let me double check.
All right, that'll give me some time to think.
That's good, because you're up next for picking the next movie, so.
Yeah, but I've had this picked out for months, so.
You're fucking a terrible liar.
You're a terrible brother. Let's move on.
Oh, fuck you, BB. Anyways. No, we don't got any mail this week.
All right, Vinny, if people did want to mail us, where could they do so?
I don't know if anybody really wants to mail us.
Vinny,
I'm starting
to wonder.
If
they wanted to mail us, where could they do so?
I don't think they do.
Vinny.
You can email us and tell us if you wanted to email us at our email. At disypod@gmail.com. That's disypod@gmail.com.
Vinny, if instead they wanted to reach us on Instagram or Twitter.
Our Instagram is Did I Scare You Pod, and our Twitter is disypod.
All right, please check us out there.
Fuck it, if you want to.
Let's do a thank you, as always, to Rebel Escape Pod for letting us use their song Monster for our intro and outro.
Okay, you've stretched this out as far as it gets. What are we watching?
Vinny, what are the three main
you're picking
pillars?
You're picking Pearl, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
You're the one that always picks sequels right after, which I don't like.
That's a good point.
I did it once for Aliens as a bit, and somehow that turned into 10 movies. So anyways.
Well, good news is we couldn't make that possibly happen out of these movies, so.
Not yet, although there's a third one coming.
I did hear about that. That's pretty cool. Anyways.
All right, Vinny. What are my three main go-tos?
Classics, independence, and psychological.
Classic, independence, and foreign.
Oh, foreign. Right. It's been a while since we've done a foreign movie.
I was thinking the same thing, Vin.
Okay, wow. We really are brothers.
I was thinking we haven't done
oh,
foreign
God.
For a long time. I'm double checking on whether or not this fits the criteria.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, you
yeah,
know it's
absolutely excellent. Okay, we are going to do a movie from a director that had a new movie come out this year, Pinocchio, although we're not doing that one.
Oh,
going to do the 2006 horror movie Pan's Labyrinth, directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, cool. I've actually never fully seen this movie.
Oh, shit, this could be a good one, then.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen, like, some of the puppetry, like, you know, the dude with the hands, and he's got the eyeballs there.
Yeah, okay, and we've obviously done Guillermo del Toro before, because we did Kronos a long time ago.
Yeah, what a wild one that one was. That was a Christmas episode.
So, Pan's Labyrinth, 2006. Excellent movie. I don't think I've seen it since 2006, so it'll be good to revisit it.
Nice. Cool. All
right.
Yeah.
Apparently it's available on maybe Stars or Hulu. We'll find out.
Oh, God. I know at one point it was on Netflix.
It was for a while. Maybe I'll just get a DVD. I don't know. Might be worth it. All right, so that's going to do it for us this week. And I've already thanked Rebel Escape Pod, so no reason to say that again. You've been listening to Did I Scare You? I have been your host, Jake Albrecht.
And I'm his co-host and America's littlest brother, Vin.
Hey, thanks for the ride, lady.
How you doing, lady? Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady.